请大家打开罗马书第十四章。Please turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 14. 我们在查考罗马书，我们现在来到十四章，我们要从第一节读到第十二节。
In our study of the book of Romans, we have arrived at chapter 14. Today we will be looking at verse 1 to verse 12.
罗马书第十四章第一节说，信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。有人信把物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看那不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或坐着或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主必能使他站住。有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。守日的人是为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，因为他们感谢神；不吃的人是为主不吃，也感谢神。我们没有一个人为自己活，没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着是为主而活，死了也是为主而死，所以我们或活或死总是主的人。因此基督死了又活了，为什么做死人并活人的主？为要做死人和活人的主。你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前，经上写着说，主说，我凭着我的永生起誓，万气必要向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
Romans 14. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to the Lord. While the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God.
这段圣经其实重点是在讲我们的彼此接纳。
What this passage's key point is mutual acceptance.
你看，在信心软弱的要接纳。
You see that in verse 1 it says that to the one who is weak in faith, welcome him.
在基督教的圈子里面，在教会的圈子里面，我们常常发现有许多人有不同的教会有不同的做法。
In Christian circles, in our circles, we realize that in different churches, we have different practices.
有些人说不可以喝酒。
Some people say you cannot drink alcohol.
有些人说可以。
Some people say you can.
有些人说不可以看电影。
Some people say you can't watch films.
有些人说不可以看电视。
Some people say you can't watch television.
有些人说你不可以在星期天主日的时候做工。
Some people say you cannot work on Sunday.
那么学人说，这样聚会的时候是不是只有礼拜天才能够聚会呢？平时不能聚会呢？你平时的聚会不算说是敬拜。
So does that mean we cannot gather on any other day but Sunday? And if we do gather outside of Sunday, is that not considered worship?
像有些人说在这个基督徒不可以玩这个扑克牌。
Some people say Christians cannot play poker.
有些人不可以打麻将。
Or you can't play mahjong.
有些人说基督徒不可以这个戴这个金手表戴这个首饰。
Some people say Christians shouldn't wear fancy watches or be adorned with jewelry.
有些人说姐妹不可以化妆。
Some people say that sisters cannot put on makeup.
这样到底什么可以，什么不可以呢？
What exactly can we do or can we not?
圣经的教导是什么呢？
What does the Bible teach us?
所以这些都是今天早上我们要跟大家提到的，就是讲到有一些圣经没有明言规定的事情，那些灰色的地带我们应该怎么样来处理。
That's the subject of our message this morning. Things that are not expressly spelled out by the Bible, things in the gray areas.How then do we deal with these issues?
所以我们在讲到这些的时候呢，我们说有一次提到有关一个人的良心怎么看他的信心大小这个问题，我们要怎么样处理？
We are looking at things that may affect someone's conscience. How do we deal with that issue?
有些人说在旅行的时候，他们到庙宇的时候，基督徒可以进去还是不可以进去？
Maybe if you are on a holiday and there are tours of temples, can Christians go in or can they not?
那么就要讲到基督徒可不可以吃已经拜过偶像的食物？
Can Christians consume food that has been offered up to idols?
所以有很多这些圣经没有很清楚的这个可以，我们完全可以100%的肯定这些内容我们要怎么样来处理？
So clearly there are a lot of issues that the Bible does not 100% expressly spell out for us.
因为好像有一些人 他们信了主之后，他晚上他也很害怕，又不敢 到坟场的时候也非常害怕，这些人又怎么办呢？
How do we deal with people who may have just become Christians and are afraid of the dark or are afraid of being in a cemetery?
所以这些都是信心或者对信仰的内容没有十分的把握，或者还不够成长，还不够成熟的时候呢，这些信徒我们应该怎么样来对待呢？
These things are about faith and dealing with people who may have just become Christians or may be weaker in the faith. How do we deal with these?
所以这个就是罗马书14:1-12，其实罗马书可以说整章都在讲这个题目。
And that is the subject of the entire chapter of chapter 14.
但是呢，我们因为1:1-12是在针对双方，他在讲吃的应该这样做，不吃的这样做。那么到了13后面，他是专门讲那些比较强壮的，所以我们把它分成两段。
So in the first half of this chapter, from verse 1 to verse 12, it talks about how we deal with one another, and then from chapter 13 onwards, it deals with
On a stronger Christian.
Stronger or more mature Christian. And so we've separated the two passages.
所以在我们从第一节到十二节，我们的大纲是这样。
And so from verse 1 to verse 12, this is our outline.
第一呢，就是他提到这个命令。
Our first point talks about the imperative.
他说信心软弱的，你们要接纳，那个字接纳是一个命令。
It says here that for those who are weak in the faith, welcome him, and that is a command.
所以在这个 ESV 翻译成 welcome, 就是欢迎他，但是这个 New American Standard 翻译成接纳或者接受，我们这个就是我们华文的翻译。
In the ESV, it's the word here is welcome him, but in the New American Standard, the sense of it is to accept.
所以我们第一节讲到这个是一个命令，然后我们再接下来看来他的提问，就是理由为什么有这样的命令要接纳。
After the imperative has been given, he gives us an inquiry or the reason why we need to be accepting.
然后我给大家看这边有的例子，就是吃肉呢，还是吃蔬菜，还是要喝酒，还是不喝酒这些问题。
And then after that we see the illustrations. Do we eat vegetables alone or meat? Do we drink or do we not?
我们是不是要守节日呢？就是是不是这个一定要有庆祝圣诞节，还是一定不可以庆祝圣诞节？那么下个主日呢，就是这个 Easter 复活节，要我们一定要有庆祝复活节，还是不可以庆祝复活节
And in those illustrations, we deal with things like, do we observe occasions like Christmas? Next week is Easter. Do we observe Easter or not?
那么还当然还有安息日，这样守还是不守
？And of course there is the Sabbath. Do we keep the Sabbath or do we not?
在犹太教里面呢，还有许多的节日，我们应该怎么样对待呢？啊，一概不守，还是选择性的守，还是都要守
？In the Jewish culture, there are many different occasions. Do we keep some of them? Do we not? Or do we dispense with it all?
所以我们要来一个一个来思想。
So we want to consider these things one by one.
首先，让我们看第一个就是命令，主要教导我们要彼此接纳。
First of all, we want to take a look at the imperative. The Lord wants us to welcome and accept one another.
第一节就是信心软弱的，你们要接纳。
First verse says, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him.
所以那个接纳这个字呢，有时候我们翻译成 accept 或者翻译成 welcome， 那个字就是 proslambano。其实第一年的这个希腊文的学生就知道 lambano 的意思就是接受欢迎，这个 pros 的意思就是指加强的意思。
This word accept is actually a fairly simple word in the Greek, and it means to welcome, to be accepting of.
所以他不但是只要接受，而且要加强的接受，可以是更欢迎的意思。所以在 ESV 翻译成欢迎，意思说更加的去有很热情的招待的意思。
And it is there's a sense in which you go over and above to welcome and to accept.
所以在这边讲到说，信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
And so verse 1 tells us that for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him and not quarrel over opinions.
So not quarrel over opinions, 就是说那些不清楚不是很明白的，或者那些信心软弱的良心的缘故的，我们不要去辩论他，要接纳，要欢迎，要热情的招待他。
And that means for the weaker brother or sister, the one who is less mature in the faith, we do not quarrel with them over issues, but we welcome and accept them.
就好像我们讲打牌啊，这个很多人说，如果你这个弟兄曾经有赌博，因为赌博害死他全家，或者是有很犯了很大的罪，但是为了他的缘故，我们就不要玩那个牌，玩牌好了。
For instance, if you're dealing with the issue of playing cards, for example, if you know that a brother hashad his life destroyed by gambling and had a gambling issue, you would not then play in front of him.
但是你难道说我没有自由玩，我们没有赌钱，我们只是当作游戏，当作一个娱乐，我们没有钱在桌子上，也不赌，只是玩，难道不可以？我没有这个自由吗？
But you may say, but we're not, this does not involve money, we're not gambling here, do we not have that freedom to just have fun?
所以当然这个就问题牵涉到我们有没有这个自由做这件事情。
The question then becomes, do we have the freedom to do these things?
但是那个弟兄他说我很软弱，我一看到牌我就软，我就手就发抖，这样怎么办呢？
But the brother might say, I'm weak, and the minute I see cards, I start to shiver and I worry.
所以这个就信心软弱，这怎么办呢？
What happens if his faith is weak?
保罗就说，你要接待，你要热情的接待，不要拒绝他，不要使他跌倒。
And that's why Paul says, accept the one who is weak in faith. Do not reject him. Welcome him that he might not stumble.
他说不要辩论这些疑惑的事情，那不大肯定应该怎么办？他良心可能还承受不住，我们不要去辩论这些事情。
Paul says, don't quarrel about these issues. His faith is not established firmly yet. Let's not get into these things.
然后你看第二节，他说有人信百物都可吃，但是那软弱的只吃蔬菜。
In verse 2, it says one person believes he may eat anything while the weak person eats only vegetables.
我们在例子的时候会再解释这一段，但是你看第三节，他说吃的人呢，不要轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不要论断吃的人。
We'll look at this further in the illustration, but if we carry on in verse 3, it says, let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats.
所以在这边讲到，你看到他是讲谁呢？他是讲吃的还是讲不吃的
？Who's he referring to? The person who eats or the person who doesn't?
其实他两个都讲，他说你们两个都错了。
He's referring to both. He's saying both of you are wrong.
他说吃的人呢，不要轻看他，看扁看低，轻看他。
He says that the, for the person who eats, do not look down on the weaker brother.
啊，所以他说吃的人不要轻看不吃的人，叫不吃的人呢，不要论断或者不要审判或者是判断这个吃的人。
And he says to the one who doesn't eat, do not judge the person who is eating.
啊，所以你看到这里，他是两个人，他都说。就是说这种事情呢，打牌不打牌，要不要吃这个拜偶像的物啊？这个到外面去的时候，我们啊在街上吃，因为在这个哥林多教会里面发现，当时候呢，所有的物，所有的这个肉呢，都是拜过偶像的。像他说，这样拜过偶像的肉可以吃还是不可以吃？有些人因为害怕就不吃，所以他就完全吃蔬菜，连肉都不敢碰。这样吃还是不吃？
The situation in the Corinthian church was that a lot of the meat that was bought at markets had all been offered to idols, and that created in the church a dilemma: do we eat the meat that has been offered or not?
所以这样的话，这样不要论断。保罗说不要论断，这样是不是什么都不要论断？
Paul says, "Don't quarrel over these things." Does that mean that we don't quarrel about anything at all?
啊，所以说什么东西都不要去判断，不要去分辨。
Does it mean that we aren't being, we do not pass a judgment on anything or aren't discerning about anything?
所以圣经是不是这样教呢？
Does the Bible teach us that?
反正你要做什么都可以，反正在教会里我们叫彼此相爱就好了，我们不要去论断你到底有没有去教会，你有没有去读圣经，有没有祷告，你有没有传福音，我们不管你有没有犯罪，我也不管，反正你来教会就好了，是不是这样呢？我们都不要论断。
Can we take it to the extent that if we're not going to quarrel over anything, we just not quarrel about anything at all, we're not passing judgment about whether one comes to church or not, we're not passing judgment about whether one reads his Bible or not, is that right?
其实这个不是在这边讲到，因为圣经里面保罗好多次讲到有关信仰，有关犯罪的事情，保罗不但是很严厉的对待，而且很严格的吩咐他们一定要判断。
No, the Bible is very clear in many places of the Bible where Paul is very clear about the fact that there are things such as that have to do with your spiritual lives and have to do with sin. Those things must be judged.
所以在这边他讲到第一节说信心软弱的。
That's why at the start of this passage he says, for the one who is weak in faith.
你听到圣经里面英文的圣经讲 weak in faith, 在希腊文里面有一个冠词，有一个 article, weak in the faith, 意思说他的信仰的 faith, 那个信仰内容呢，他掌握的不好，他 weak, 他软弱，他不清楚，这样的人呢，我们要接纳，不是说他不 not in the faith, 他是其实这边已经讲到说主已经接纳他了，第三节下半段他说神已经接纳他了，所以这些人神已经接纳他了，神已经接纳他进入神的家，他已经是信徒，不过他是 weak in the faith, 就是他的信仰内容还掌握不好的时候呢，我们要接待他。
Notice that in verse 3 it says that for the brother who is weak in the faith, God has welcomed him, that God has already welcomed him. AndIn the original Greek, in the verse 1, there's an article that says, for the one who is weak in the faith, he has already been welcomed to the household of God, however his faith may be weak, welcome him.
所以我们这边讲的是那个信仰内容很清楚，我们是他还没有成长，他还是婴孩，我们要接纳他，但是我们不是讲说那些还没有信的人，我们要分别出来。
What this means is that this has drawn a distinction between the people who are in faith and the people who are not in faith. These people are clearly those who have been welcomed by God and are believers. He's not referring to those who aren't in faith.
所以在这段圣经里面呢，那些刚刚出生的婴孩，在属灵上面做出生的婴孩，我们要照顾他，我们要接纳他，我们要欢迎他。
The point here is that the people for whomthe people who have just come to Christ, people who are new to the faith, we need to welcome them, we need to nurture them.
但是我们要很清楚我们的信仰是什么。
But we must be clear what our faith is.
你看到保罗在加拉太书里面讲到说，无论是我们是天上来的使者，或传福音给你们，与我们传的不同，他们应当都被咒诅。
Paul says in Galatians 1:8, But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
所以咒诅是一个很严重的一个很词汇，就是说这样的人他应该不要跟他来往，而且要咒诅，意思说这个人呢，如果一个人引导人下地狱呢，这个人不可以在我们当中，也不可以跟他在一起，甚至他应该受被咒诅这个是神的话。
And the word accursed is a very strong word, and it tells us basically that if there's someone who is preaching a different gospel, do not fellowship with him. It is that strong.
在这个约翰二书那边提到一件事情，他说，凡越过基督教训的，不常常守着的，就没有神；守着的这教训呢，就有神有父。若有人到你这里来，若不是传着教训，不要接待他，也不要问他的安。因为问他的安，就在他的恶上有份。
The same point is underscored in 2 John chapter 1, where it says, everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son.
所以我们如果讲到信仰的内容呢，圣经是很清楚，如果他讲的东西违背神的福音，违背神的教训呢，这个是不可以的，这个必须要辩论，而且这个是必须要什么要判断的。
So when it comes to the content of your faith, it is important and it's absolutely key that if someone preaches a different content, that person needs to be judged and that person needs to be accursed.
所以这个不是说盲目的什么人都接受。
So this passage isn't telling us to be blind and accept everything.
所以这个内容要很清楚，圣经的内容，有关圣经，有关福音的内容呢，我们一定要掌握得好，而且要辩护，要保护。
And when it comes to the content of the faith, we need to be guarding it, we need to be holding fast to it.
不但是在信仰上面，同时在罪的问题上面，我们也要分清楚。
Not just in the issues of faith, but also in the issues of sin, we need to be very clear about.
因为在保罗在这个哥林多前书里面提到，有一些人呢，他比如说哥林多前书五章，他讲到说，有一些人呢，他娶了他的继母，犯了一个很重的、很严重的这个奸淫的罪。保罗说，这样的人必须要赶出去。
Paul, however, is extremely clear. For example, when addressing the Corinthian church.He pointed out some serious sins like marrying one's stepmother.
所以这个是一个非常严重的这个奸淫的罪。
And this was a very serious immorality.
所以我们要判断，而且必须把这个人赶出去。然后他保罗在哥林多前书十二章说。因为审判教外的人与我们何关？教内的人呢，岂不是你们审判吗？至于有外人有神审判他，你们应该把这个人赶出去。
People like that need to be judged and put out from the church. And Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 5:12, where he says, "What have I got to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge?"
你看到吗？在教会里面，如果有人犯这种罪恶呢，必须要来受到审判，受到对付。
And so it is people who are inside the church that are propagating such sinful lifestyles who need to be.Dealt with.
所以保罗在哥林多前书五章十一节是这么讲，他说：“我写信给你们，若有弟兄称为弟兄，算是信徒的，如果是行淫乱的，是贪婪的，是拜偶像的，是辱骂的，是醉酒的，是勒索的，这样的人不以可以与他私交，连吃饭也不可以。”
In 1 Corinthians 5:11, Paul says, "But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother." We're talking about people inside the church. If he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or an idolater, reviler, drunkard or swindler, not even to eat with such a man.
所以我们必须要判断有关信仰的内容，有关罪的问题，我们必须要判断。
There is clear instruction for us to pass judgment on things that are involved with the content of our faith and sin.
那么保罗在这边讲到，不但是吃肉，还是吃这个蔬菜。
Paul goes on to talk about do we eat meat or do we eat just vegetables?
除了吃肉跟吃蔬菜之外呢，他也讲到说要守节日的问题。
He also talks about observing certain occasions and days.
你看第五节，他说有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，这样怎么办呢？
If you look at verse 5, he says, one person esteems one day as better than the other, while another esteems all days alike.
他说不要辩论。
He says, don't argue.
但是呢，我们在哥罗西书看到保罗，也告诉他们讲说，为什么你们要守这些不可拿？哥罗西书二章二十节，他说，你们若与基督同死，脱离至上的小学，为什么还学世俗里面呢？ 说那些不可拿、不可尝、不可摸、不可这些的规条呢？
Paul goes on, and he underscores this in Colossians 2:20, where he says, if with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations like do not handle, do not taste, do not touch?
为什么在哥罗西书说他这么严厉警告他们，来到罗马书他又这样好像说不要辩论这些事情？
Why is he so clear about his instruction in Colossians? But he is, he tells us don't quarrel when in Romans chapter 14.
原因是这样，在哥罗西书里面讲到这些是讲说，你们要得救是要经过这些来得救。他说不可以，有关福音，有关信仰的教义内容呢，这个是绝对不可以。但是他如果信了主之后，他只是信心软弱，还不能够做到这件事情，那我们要接纳。
The difference is that in Colossians, Paul is talking about things that are related to salvation, things that are that might draw people away from that salvation. Whereas in Romans 14, he's talking about people who are of the faith but are weak in the faith.
所以我们要分辨呢，是什么时候是要分辨，要判断什么东西不要判断呢？
So we need to be clear what do we judge and what do we not.
所以要分辨什么是主要，什么是次要。
We need to distinguish between what is necessary and what is not.
所以主要是 primary 最重要有关信仰的内容，有关福音跟教义呢，一定要判断，一定要清楚。So
we have the primary issues, things about the gospel and of the doctrine and of doctrines. Those things we need to judge.
那么另外次要呢，那个 secondary 是什么呢？那些灰色地带，不大清楚，圣经没有明言规定的呢，我们就比较愿意这个用信用爱心去接纳。
But on issues that are secondary, grey areas that the Bible isn't doesn't give us express instructions about, in those areas we do not argue and we welcome one another.
当然我们要考虑到对方的这个信心的问题，考虑到会不会是别人跌倒这个问题。
We should be considering the face of one another, the consciences of one another, to see if we are stumbling on another.
就好像常常有一些弟兄或者一些姐妹告诉我，他说，姐妹的裙子要多长才可以。
For example, I've had this discussion where we asked how long must our sister's skirts be?
到膝盖呢，还是膝盖以下、膝盖以上呢？那个衣服呢，要多高，要多低？
Should the skirt's hemlines be at the knee? Should it be below? Should it be above? The necklines, how high should they be? We cannot possibly give you prescription on those things. But if you do not want someone else to stumble, then you avoid it altogether. The question is not how high or how low. The question is, do you want to prevent your brothers and sisters from stumbling?
所以那个，如果你使到别人跌倒，就算是他不跌倒，他也是觉得心里很不安，说你穿的这样太过暴露，你就不要穿。所以这个是为了爱的缘故，不要这样做。
And even if it doesn't get to the point of stumbling someone, if a person feels uncomfortable with the fact that you are dressed a certain way, then you would avoid doing that.
难道我没有自由吗?
Do I not have the freedom?
当然有。
Of course you do.
但是为了他的缘故，你爱他的缘故，就不要穿这样的衣服。
But for the love of your brother and your sister, you do not wear it.
所以我们要考虑到，就是在这些地带里面呢，我们要怎么样来处理。
So we need to consider these various situations, how do we deal with?
所以保罗在这边讲说要接纳。
Paul says, welcome them.
那些吃的要接纳那不吃的，不吃的也要接纳那个吃的。
The one who eats welcomes the one who doesn't. The one who abstains welcomes the one who eats.
所以他的命令是说要彼此接纳，而且呢不要轻看，也不要判断。
His imperative is that we welcome and accept one another. Not only that, we do not judge and we do not despise.
当然，那个问题就是为什么要这样？为什么他有给这样的命令？
The question then is why? Why does he give us that imperative?
所以这里呢，他给我们三点。
Over here, he tells us three reasons.
第一点呢，因为这样的人呢，已经是神所接纳的。
The first is the fact that this person is already accepted by God.
你看第三节，吃的人不要轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经接纳他了。
In verse 3, it says, Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him.
神已经接纳他，神已经欢迎他，神已经把他接入神的家里。你必须要接纳他，你难道你的条件，你比神高，你比神聪明，你比神高贵，所以你不接纳他吗？
If the Lord has already welcomed this person into his household, does it mean that you are elevating God's standards? You are holding standards that are higher than the Lord?
所以你必须要知道，教会的主是耶稣基督。他如果接纳这样的人，你就必须接纳他这样的人，因为主不是由你决定，是主决定。The
master and the God of the church is Christ. And if he and God has accepted this person into his family, who are you to say no?
所以第二，为什么我们要接纳他呢？因为他是神的仆人，主的仆人。
Second reason you should accept this person is because he is the servant of the Lord.
所以第四节说你是谁啊？竟论断别人的仆人，你看到吗？仆人，他说他站着或者跌倒，是有他自己的主人，而且呢，他的主人呢，他必要站住，因为主人使他站住。
See in verse 4, it says, Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls. If he will be, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand.
所以你看到这个人呢，他要向谁负责？向他自己的主人。你要知道，这个是主的仆人，你不要随便去批判他。
Notice that this person's master is God. This person's, and God is able to make him stand. Do not judge the servant of another.
啊，我们在新加坡，我们很多人，在新加坡的家庭里面也都有很多佣人啊，有很多公司里面也有一些员工啦。你的第一个公司的老板不可以跑到第二公司的员工去，告诉他应该怎么做，这个是行不通的。
We're familiar with the idea of employees and employer relationships. And Singapore, we have we use the domestic helpers, and different companies use different employees. That it is unreasonable to expect the employer of one person to go to another company and say, hey, you can't do this or that with your employee.
我们也不可以去到你家里告诉你的这个佣人怎么样做事情，要他做什么事情，这个是不恰当的。
In the same way, we can't go over to someone else's home to tell them how they should treat their employees.
所以呢，我们不能够去，这个是主的仆人，他自己听主的话就可以了。This
man is a servant of the Lord, and he needs to listen to his master, and that is all.
所以我们只能够接纳这个是神的仆人，我们就接待他。All
we can do is accept him as a servant of the Lord.
不但是这样呢，第三呢，他是被主接待的，他是主的仆人。第三呢，主要审判他，是他自己有主人审判，不是由我们来审判。
He's not only accepted by the Lord and is a servant of the Lord, he will also be judged by the Lord. It is the Lord that judges him, not us.
我们可以看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
他说，没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着或者死了，都是为主活。所以呢，或活或死，总是主的人。因此死，基督是死了又活了，为什么？ 也为要做死人活人的主。那么他说这句话第十节说，你这个人啊，为什么论断呢？弟兄呢？为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们的每一个人都要站在神的台前，站在神的台前，就是要受神的审判。
If you look at verse 10, it says, Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God.
而且你看第十二节，他说：“这样看来，我们个人必要在将自己的事在神面前说明。”
And then he says in verse 14, So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God.
所以在这里我们看到一件事情呢，我们每一个人呢，必须要为我们自己的事情向我们主人交代。他那个是神的仆人，他自己向神交代。我们也是神的仆人，我们自己要向神交代。所以我们不需要为这些不清楚或者灰色地带的事情来辩论。
Notice that in these verses, it says that each one of us is accountable to God Himself for the things that He does. There is no reason for us, especially in the areas in these gray areas, to try to get someone to do a certain thing or to think a certain way.
所以我们在这边看到，第一呢，那个是第一个命令，然后第二个那个理由或者那个提问。
So our first point was the imperative. Second point was the inquiry.
所以第一点呢，就是说我们要信心软弱的事情，凡事都要接纳。
The first point was that for those who are weak in the faith, welcome and accept him.
那么理由是因为他是主的人，他是主的仆人，主必然要审问，这些都是属于主的事情。主如果没有清楚的讲，我们就等主自己来做决定。
Why? Because this person is a servant of God, and if God himself has not clearly stated what he's expecting in the Bible, then we don't have the right to go and make those standards.
那我们来看第三个，就是他的给我们的一些例子。
The third point is the illustrations that Paul gives us.
他的给我们的例子是什么呢？他给我们的例子是在第三节，他说吃的人不要轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不要论断吃的人。那么他讲这个是讲到什么呢？是讲到第二节说，有些人以信百物都可吃，有软弱的人说不可以，我只吃蔬菜。
The first illustration he gives us is in verse 2, where a person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person will only eat vegetables. And he tells us that don't despise the one who abstains, and for the one who abstains, don't pass judgment on the one who eats.
所以在这边呢，我们可以看到一个例子呢，就是说有些人认为只能够吃肉，不可以吃蔬菜，不可以吃肉。
This illustration shows us that there were some people who believed that they could only eat vegetables and not meat.
为什么会有人？难道他们就是这个 vegetarian？ 他们就是素菜，只吃蔬菜？为什么当时候有这样的看法呢？与很多解经家认为，这个是指当时候呢，哥林多教会里的附近呢，所有市场上所卖的肉，曾经都已经祭过偶像了。
Why was there this discussion? The belief was that the churches in the area of Corinth, all the meat that was available to them in the markets were mostly, if not all of them, were offered to idols.
所以有些人信心很强，说肉有偶像是不是偶像都不重要，我的主比他大，所以他就照吃了。
Those who were mature in the faith looked at it and said, "Well, it doesn't matter whether these were offered to idols or not. My God is bigger than this. I'll just eat."
有圣经有没有这样的教导呢？
Does the Bible teach that?
你看一看哥林多前书十章二十五节。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 25.
哥林多前书第十章第二十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 25.
二十五节说，凡世上所卖的，只管吃，不要为良心的缘故问什么，因为地和其中所充满的，都是属乎主的。
1 Corinthians 10:25 says, "Eat whatever is sold in the meat market, without raising any question on the ground of conscience."
所以你看到吗？他说不怕，一切都是属主的，那个偶像也不算什么，我们的主比他还大，所以就算你好好的祷告了次，没有一样是可以弃的，可以放弃的。
So you see, he says, "Fear not, go and eat, because God is bigger than that. What is an idol?" He says.As long as you pray and give thanks to the Lord for the food, everything is fine to eat.
你再看提摩太前书四章四节。
Look again at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4.
提摩太前书第四章第四节。
1 Timothy 4, 4.
提摩太前书四章四节说，凡神所造的物都是好的。若感谢领受，就没有一样可放弃或者可以丢弃，都因为神的道和人的祈求都成为圣洁了。
First Timothy 4:4 says, "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer."
所以你看到吗？ 其实偶像不算什么，神才是只世界宇宙万物只有一个真神，就是神。
We see that idols or food being offered to idols means nothing because those idols do not exist and there is only one God in this world.
保罗说这个没有问题的，我们可以吃的，不会神人人神看人不因为他的吃喝，是看我们对神自己自己的信心。
Paul saying, go ahead and eat it. This is not an issue.But it is only an issue when it relates to our conscience.
但是有些人呢，因为拜惯偶像，他看到这个，他心里就怕，这样就不要逼他，因为他信心还不够强，所以我们就接纳他，不要笑他，不要轻看他，不要判断他。
But there will be certain people who are new to the faith, who are young in the faith, who may look upon that and struggle with it. Paul says, "Do not judge them. Do not."despise them, but accept them.
所以这样问题是可以吃还是不可以吃？
The question remains, can you or can you not eat it?
所以我们的问题就在这里。圣经的教导是我们神不看一个人，神接纳一个人不是因为他吃什么或者喝什么，神是接纳人是因为那个人的信心。所以呢，这些不重要。
The Bible tells us that God doesn't look at what a person eats or does not eat.God looks at a person's faith, and all these other things aren't important.
但是呢，如果你有这样的信心，因为你吃那个信心软弱的人，因为你还吃这些东西，他软弱跌倒的话，你就不要吃。你有没有自由吃？有，但是你可以不要吃吗？可以，为了他，为了爱他，为了他的信心，为了主的缘故，你就不吃，放弃这个自由。
So if it is related to, or if God looks at faith.And if by eating this thing you stumble a person in his faith, then you can choose not to eat it. Do you have the freedom to eat it? Yes, you do. Do you have to eat it? You can choose not to.
我们回到罗马书再看一看。
Let's go back to Romans.
罗马书里面讲到还有一个事情是讲到喝酒的问题。
Romans also deals with the issue of drinking alcohol.
你看，我们看第十四章二十一节。
Look at verse 14, chapter 14, verse 21.
他说，无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。
It says, it is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble.
所以我们在这边一个问题，基督徒可以不可以喝酒？
So the question we ask ourselves then, can Christians drink alcohol?
有些教会说基督徒不可以喝酒。
Some churches say no.
但是有些教会说可以喝酒。
Some say yes.
特别是欧洲的教会呢，那些在欧洲的教会一般上都是有喝酒的。
Especially when we're talking about European churches, most churches will drink alcohol.
但是呢，首先我要搞清楚一件事情，我不喝酒。
First of all, though, I want to be clear that I personally do not drink alcohol.
那么如果我问你，你喝不喝酒？我说，如果有年轻的弟兄姐妹不懂得戒制的呢，你最好还是不要喝。
So when you ask the question, can I not drink? My advice would be, if there are younger brothers and sisters amongst you, best not to.
因为他们不懂得节制。
Because they don't know how to control themselves.
但是是不是说你喝酒我就说你犯罪呢
？But can I say that you are in sin simply because you drink?
也不是。
I can't.
因为圣经里面有清楚的教导什么人可以喝酒。
Because the Bible is very clear what that people can drink.
如果你看旧约那些灰心那些失落的人呢，给他一些酒喝。箴言里面有提到，一些开心的人也给他一些酒喝。但是不管做什么呢，不可以醉酒，醉酒就是犯罪。
And the Bible has examples of people who are in despair or people who are in joy and both drink. However,The Bible is very clear that you cannot drink till you're drunk.
所以呢，我们就要看个人。如果我们当中呢有一些人常常醉酒的，你在他面前最好是不要喝。
So we need to be sensitive to the people that are around us. And if we see that there are people who are sensitive to the issue of alcohol, we do not drink.
我们该不该喝酒
？Can we drink?
可以，我有这个自由。
Yes, I have that freedom.
但是可不可以为了弟兄姐妹的需要不喝呢
？But can you?Because of your brother or sister, choose not to drink.
当然，我们可以是为了爱的缘故就不要喝。
Yes, of course. Especially if it's because we love one another, we choose not to.
我们可以玩扑克牌吗
Can you play poker?
如果你很肯定我们当中没有人有这个问题，而且都很强壮，不会赌钱，这些都不是问题，你可以玩。但是呢，如果有人软弱，或者有不幸的人，或者有人不清楚的人，我们还是不玩。
If you know that the people in your midst are mature Christians, people who aren't stumbled by the issue of gambling, then sure, go ahead and do it. But if there are those people who are around you, then choose not to.
所以你看到基督徒有没有自由？有自由，但是呢，我们一定要一个决定。圣经如果有清楚讲，我们就绝对不做。但是圣经没有清楚讲，我们也不做，为什么呢？为了爱弟兄姐妹，为了别人，不要让别人软弱，我们可以不做，我们可以放弃这个自由。
Do Christians have the freedom to do what they want? Yes, as long as the Bible does not see it as sin, we have the freedom to do these things. But do we also have the freedom to choose not to do it for the love of our brothers and sisters? Yes, we do.
以前我去的教会说不可以庆祝圣诞节，不可以这个有这个庆祝这个复活节。
The church that I used to be from believes that we cannot celebrate Christmas, for example.
到结果我到了美国的时候，而且他们不但庆祝圣诞节，而且有圣诞树。
And then I went to the U.S. and not only do they celebrate Christmas, they have a Christmas tree.
圣经里面有清楚讲说不要把那个树带进家里，因为那时候旧约的人有拜树的这个习惯，所以不可以把树带到家里来拜。但是实际上是讲的不同的这个内容，不同的情况。
In the Bible, it talks about not bringing a tree into the house because at that time the context was people were worshipping of tree and nature.But this is a different narrative altogether.
所以起初去外国的时候呢，去读神学的时候，哇，心里很不平安，哇，他们有庆祝圣诞节，而且有这么大棵的圣诞树在那边。
And so when I first went overseas, I was very unsettled, especially during Christmas when I was told that I could not celebrate Christmas, and here they were celebrating Christmas. Not only that, they had such a big tree in their house.
所以你看到他说有一些节日不可以庆祝，有些对我们其实我们知道。主耶稣不是在12月25号诞生，大家知道吗？
Yes, we know. Do you know that our Lord Jesus wasn't in fact born on Christmas?
既不可能是在冬天的时候，因为这个12月 是冬天，因为主耶稣来的时候呢，有牧羊人带着羊出来呢，既不可能冬天，因为冬天不可能有草，所以既可能是在春天，所以应该是在这个一二月三月都有可能，所以我们的这个圣诞节呢，真正的日期呢，圣经没有讲。
It's not likely that our Lord was born in December because it's not likely that it was winter when shepherds would take their flocks out to feed. It is possible that it was in January, February, or even March. Quite likely in spring, but it certainly was not in Christmas.
像我们可不可以庆祝圣诞节呢？
But can we celebrate Christmas?
我们庆祝主耶稣的诞生不可以吗？
Can we not celebrate the birth of our Lord?
其实我们每一个主日都在庆祝。
Because the fact is, every Sunday we celebrate.
其实不但是每一个主日，我们应该是每一天都庆祝，感谢主的诞生，感谢主为我们的钉十字架，感谢主为我们升天，这些我们应该是每天都做的事情。
In fact, it's something that we should do daily to give thanks for the fact that the Lord came in flesh to save us, that He had died for us. These things we should be giving thanks for every day.
这样是不是说我们每天都可以庆祝，12月25号那天不可以庆祝？
Does that mean we celebrate every single day, but you cannot celebrate on the 25th of December?
也不是，对不对？
Not the case either.
所以你看到这些呢，有时候是人为的，因为他说不可以庆祝圣诞节，不过我们庆祝周年纪念，我们庆祝，这样你还是有一些节日你庆祝，为什么这个可以，那个就不可以呢？也解释不出清楚。
A lot of these are human constructs, and you know you may say you can't celebrate Christmas, but there will be other occasions that you celebrate. What can you not? These are very much human, man-made.
所以我们定下一个心智。我们的意思是什么呢？圣诞节如果有一天全世界说我们不庆祝圣诞节，就好像现在的美国美国开始在政府部门不可以有圣经，也不庆祝圣诞节，现在也不可以说 Merry Christmas， 要说 Happy Holiday。
In the U.S. Right now, there is a movement that seems to be denying people of actually celebrating the birth of Christ. In fact, in the U.S., people are discouraged from saying Merry Christmas.
所以呢，他们说 Happy Holidays.
They say Happy Holidays.
所以呢，如果他们不庆祝圣诞节，我们不是哎呀呀应该庆祝圣诞节，那时候大家后悔。So
when the world stops celebrating Christmas, do we then at that point in time say, "Ah, should have celebrated"?
弟兄姊妹，我们要做聪明人。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be discerning people.
什么意思呢？就是说，当他们庆祝的时候呢，不管他是哪一天，反正他愿意庆祝，我们就请他来教会，我们传福音好了，对不对？
And as wise people, it doesn't matter what or when they celebrate it. If they celebrate it, we invite them to church.
如果全世界的人都庆祝圣诞节，我们一直感谢主了。反正你任何一天庆祝都好了。反正你庆祝，我就跟你传福音。所以我们把这个圣诞节当做传福音的日子。
And if the world celebrates Christmas, then fine, it doesn't matter on which particular day, as long as they're celebrating, it is an opportunity for them, for us to bring them in and share the gospel with them.
同时呢，我们也要想一想，我们怎么样来庆祝这个复活节。
At the same time, we should consider how we celebrate Easter.
因为在圣诞节的时候，我们有一个这个儿童假期圣经班，在这圣经班之后呢，我们就借着这个借口啊，请所有的孩子的父母亲来到我们当中，我们就说这个是圣诞节，我们就向他们传福音，这个是我们庆祝圣诞节的方法。
With Christmas, this church GBF has a vacation Bible study program where we invite children to come for a few days in the lead up to Christmas and then invite their parents for a message to be preached on Sundays.
因为12月大家很多孩子都放假，所以这个是请孩子来，同时也把他的父母带来，这个是一个方法。
And it's a good opportunity to share the gospel with their parents because it is a school holiday, and since they are here, their parents might be willing to come and listen.
那么复活节怎么办呢？我需要一点弟兄姐妹用一点创意，想怎么来庆祝复活节。最主要是把这个弟兄姐妹或者朋友请到教会来，我们跟他讲传福音，讲复活的真理。
We need to consider then how do we do the same for Easter. And I would like your suggestions to consider at least how we might be able to bring people into church to be able to share with them what Easter is about.
所以下个礼拜是复活节。Next
weekend is Easter.
当然我们这个时候在想应该怎么做，但是不但是下个礼拜，我们明年也想如何更好的应用这段时间来庆祝这个把人带到教会来。
And we're not just talking about this year, it could be next year as well as we consider how then do we bring people in for Easter.
因为下个礼拜星期五呢，我们教会准备有一个野餐，后来想想，哎呀，在这个受难节野餐好像不对，我们应该酷的，不应该是欢喜快乐的。
We had originally planned for a bit of a gathering where we have a meal together. Then after that, on hindsight, we started thinking, well, it's actually Good Friday and probably not the best time to be celebrating.
但是我们也不是要为这些来定这个节期，我们下个星期五的确是有野餐的，请大家来。
But that should not determine what we do, because in fact we do have a gathering on Good Friday, so please come.
我们要弟兄姐妹一起来，因为主耶稣不是在星期五定。 不是在这个星期有定十字架，他已经定了，他只要定一次，不是每年定一次的。Because
Jesus was not crucified on the coming Friday, he was crucified before, but it's not. He doesn't keep getting crucified. Good Friday after Good Friday.
所以呢，我们不需要在每一个复活节的时候、受难节的时候呢，都大哭一场，因为主已经得胜了，所以我们应该。 利用这段时间来传扬福音。当然，今年可能我们大家先聚一聚，明年我们可能请朋友来，来一起野餐，然后解释复活节的仪式或者受难节的仪式，这样可能是一个做法。What
this means is we don't have to every year as Good Friday comes around to sit and mourn the death of our Lord, because we know that He has risen and He is in heaven with the Father. But we should consider how we can use this opportunity to share the gospel with our friends and families, maybe not this year as we gather, but next year and the years after.
所以我们回到我们今天的经文，第罗马书14章，我们也来看第五节。第五节说，有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，但是每个人的心里要意见坚定。
But let's come back to our passage in Romans today. In verse 5, Paul says, one person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind.
所以你看到吗？每一天都一样，有些人认为只特别一天。无论如何，你如果这样信心，你就这样守着。等到你对圣经越来越清楚、越来越明白的时候，我们才来谈。不然的话呢，我们这样的弟兄照样接纳，照样热情的款待去接受他。
You see that one person sees things from a different perspective. The point that Paul is making is that everyone needs to be convinced in his own mind that what he is doing is right. For the rest who do not see the same way, we do not argue with them, we welcome them, we accept them.
所以在这段圣经里面讲到吃肉还是吃蔬菜，又讲到守戒期还是守哪一每一天都一样，这两个是例子。
These two illustrations have been given to us. One, do we eat vegetables or do we eat meat? Two, do we esteem one particular day over another? Do we observe certain festivals? Is his question.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要因为吃肉，也不要因为喝酒，也不要因为守哪一天戒期呢？最主要是不要让弟兄跌倒，这样让弟兄软弱跌倒的事，一概都不要做。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter whether you eat or you don't eat, whether you esteem one day or you don't esteem another, whether you drink or you don't drink. The point is we should not stumble one another and love one another and accept one another.
加拉太书里面有一句话说，在六章一节，他说：“弟兄们，如果有人偶然被过犯所胜，属灵的人要把他挽回过来。”那么他说呢，我们要彼此担当我们的重担，这样就完成了基督的律法。
Galatians 6:1 it says, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in the spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
是的，弟兄姐妹，我们是教会，恩道教会，恩道堂，是神的恩典，我们在一起。
Our church is called Grace Bible Fellowship, and it is because of God's grace that we have been brought together.
所以我们要懂得如何要按着主的恩典，恩典是不配有的。我们也要给别人恩典，别人不配有这个，我们也给他，这样叫做恩典。
And just as we have received the unmerited favor or the grace of God, we ourselves should be giving grace to our brothers and sisters.
所以有些人叫我说，你在教会里面要有很多这个规条，头发要到哪里，这个裙子要到哪里，然后我们有很多要求，但是我们都不要。是靠恩典，而不是靠律法。
And some people will say to me, you know, we need these laws and these rules and regulations in the church. How long a person's hair should be, how a person should be dressing and all that. And I said no, because it is on grace that we stand here.
是的，我很想说 yes。如果我想说给规条，我第一个规条，你们一定要准时干嘛？我们教会的人越来越不准时，我们越来越迟开始，而且我们十点的时候，九点四十五分已经没有人来。你看到吗？如果要给规条，我可以给规条，但是呢，我们不要用规条，我们要用爱，请大家九点四十五分来。
Honestly, I would be the first person to jump at instilling rules and regulations, such as, for example, coming at 9:45 and lately, it seems we have forgotten it, or we are taking it very loosely. And I would love for you I would love to be able to say yes, that's a rule. Please come at 9:45. But we want to show grace, but please do be early.
让我们充满主的爱，充满主的恩典，让我们以恩慈彼此相待。
Let us be filled with God's love. Let us be filled with God's grace that we ourselves have to receive and love one another.
我们请庆豪弟兄为我们做结束祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Lord in heaven, we thank you for bringing us together this morning as GBF, as the local body of Christ, Lord. We thank you because we know each one here has been brought here by you, and it is no accident or coincidence that we are here together fellowshipping and worshipping you, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you will bless this body of Christ, that you would give us unity, that you would give us love that we might show love to one another, that we might be gracious to one another, that we might be accepting of one another, and that we would be sensitive, Lord, of how and where in our walk with you, Lord, we are. And individually, we know that we are all different. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to be gracious. We pray that, Lord, you would help to bless this church and unite us, Lord, on the gospel and the content of our faith. In Jesus' name we pray.